and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular. And say right before we went on air, Ramona says, "Good Lord, look at him! What is dude wearing? I mean, is that?
I don't know. He always dresses so festive.
Has he not taken down his Christmas stuff yet? I mean, he has a red sport jacket with like what giant white lapels or something? I mean,
yeah, it's his Santa outfit.
I mean, what are you the usher in the movie theater? Are you supposed to show us to our seats?" Hey, man, get me some popcorn.
I know.
Hey, can you get me some popcorn? Hey, yeah, okay. I have no idea. We have a lot to get to today. I'm actually going to start with basketball because that's working well. And Brad Brownell continues to win.
Yay.
He again wins on the road. It's like no big deal now. It's like it's no big deal to win the road. It's hard to win on the road in basketball. It just is. Very hard. Very hard to win on the road in the ACC. And Brad Brownell just keeps winning on the road in the ACC. And I had a feeling this Pittsburgh game was going to be tough, and it was tough. I was under no illusions it would be easy. But yeah, man, I mean, it's just unbelievable what Clemson basketball has accomplished the last 4 years. It's just truly unbelievable, and it just keeps getting better. And again, when you start out your league slate going 2-0 with two road games, that's enormous. I wrote this on Twitter. I don't think people understand how big that is. Like, you look at the schedule now, and it looks miserable. Look, SMU is going to be a challenge. They're playing well. They have talent. We'll talk more about that game tomorrow. But, you know, in terms of some of the things I thought would happen, if you remember, two things I said that I believed would happen. One is I thought that Justin Porter would be Clemson's first the first guy to hit 20. I didn't know which game it would be, but I thought he would be the first guy. He was. He had scored 21 points against Pittsburgh, and he's given you much-needed offense. I mean, think about this team and their perimeter shooting if he were not a part of this picture. That was a big get, as it turns out, and he's a tough dude. I mean, he competes physically, competes athletically, he's quick, and now he's your first player to score 20. And what was the other thing I said? I said that when we got to league play, you would start to see Nick Davidson make a bigger impact. As the games become a little more half-court oriented and everybody knows everybody, I thought you would start to see Davidson make a bigger impact, and he did. So Justin Porter scored 21, and Nick Davidson had 14. I think RJ also had 14, and then Buddha Johnson had 10. The guy who is losing a few minutes here, I think, is actually Jake Wallin. And Wallin got off to a good start offensively. He's played pretty good defense for the most part, but he got off to a good start offensively. He's been slumping since, and I think he only played 17 minutes in this last game, and some of that is going to be matchup related, but yeah. You want to know what NCAA championship run was won in basketball at Clemson? Clemson always settles with that. Clemson's the best basketball coach in the country. There's no one better than Brownell. Brownell's as good as any basketball coach in the country. I'm sorry. I mean, you can't say love you, Walt, but what kind of national championship has Brownell won? It's basketball. You know the history of Clemson basketball? Brownell has far exceeded anybody who's ever been here. Ever. Ever. No one's close to what he's done. So that'd be my answer to you. I mean, if you're expecting to win the national championship in basketball at Clemson, your expectations might be too high. Although, you know, listen, you keep putting yourself in the top 25 mix year after year after year. Who knows? But no one's doing it better in college basketball than Brownell is. And quite honestly, you know, if you think about the losses this year, it's really amazing. I mean, you can go back and look at the only losses, and they've all been tight competitive games against mainly elite teams. I mean, you have BYU has lost one game. Clemson was 20 points up on BYU. Wound up losing by a couple points, whatever it was, but a game that Clemson well could have won. And BYU, I think, is 7th in the country right now. And Alabama's like 11th, and the same thing was true with that. So he has been Brownell has been absolutely unbelievable. Texas said, I like him, but his records are due to longevity. No, it's the other way around. His longevity is due to his record. You have it backwards. And if you're paying attention to Clemson basketball, it's never been a better run than the last few years. It's been absolutely unbelievable. It's the best run in Clemson basketball history in every way, shape, and form. There's not even any debating it anymore. I mean, I'm not going to debate anything with idiots anymore. I'm done with that. There's nothing to debate. I mean, there's just facts, all right? And facts are that Clemson had never had a first-team all-league player 2 years in a row. Clemson has it 3 years in a row. Clemson never had first-team all-league player. Brownell did it 3 years in a row, which is just unbelievable. And, you know, and again, it's not just the portal players. It's the high school recruiting. And he had done it again. I mean, Foster was going to be the next of those guys. So I just want him to get back healthy and see what he can really do next year. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, it really is absolutely unbelievable. Dexter said, how can you watch the last few years of Clemson basketball and not believe in Brownell? Right. I mean, I'm not going to argue that anymore. I mean, it's just, Texas saying guy is beyond elite. Exactly. I mean, he's just, Texas said, Brad has Clemson basketball fun and exciting to watch the last 5 years, get support from the university, and things change fast. Right. The university needed to step up at one point, and now they have. And I mean, we're to the point where a road Clemson basketball game in league is an automatic win. That's just stupid. And it doesn't matter what players you lose. I mean, Clemson won like 10 straight road games in the ACC. That's impossible. In basketball, that's impossible. But that's what he's done. And again, even when the whole cast of characters changes, you know, I thought it would take 10, 12 games for this team to come together. And it happened faster than that. And I still think you're going through that process. And there still may be bumps ahead, but it's just unbelievable to see this team playing as they are and doing what they are. Jed said 10 straight road ACC wins. It's a record. Right. It's absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. What is this? I said, Walt, don't ever leave us degenerates for so many days. That's funny. Well, we're back. We have a lot to get to. Dexter said, I was a hater of Brad for years because of his inability to win a big game. Have absolutely come to love him over the last 5 years. Yeah. You know, look, sometimes the best decisions you make are the ones you don't make. And you know, you can feel it now. I mean, dude is a boss in the ACC now. You can feel it. I mean, you get a different level of respect from the officials now than Clemson basketball has ever got before because he has seniority and everyone respects him. Everyone knows the dude is a boss, knows he can coach. And so your team gets more respect from a call standpoint now. I'm not saying you never get bad calls against you. I mean, everybody gets bad calls against them. But what I'm saying is Clemson basketball gets far more respect in that arena and that with officials than they have ever received before. So I think that's the case. I got multiple people saying Clemson needs to make sure they keep paying them. I got it. They will. Steven says, Walt, I get that we've had our frustrations with Brad over the years, but the fact is, as a fan, I'm not feeling hopeless against Dukes of Carolina's the world anymore. I want Brownell to stay forever. Right. I mean, you know, remember, what was it, 56 straight games lost at the Dean Dome? Not anymore. Clemson's not afraid of them anymore and not afraid of that building anymore, and that's how much things have changed. And so, yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what else has changed. Like, the text line right now is just on fire about Brad, and good. That's where Clemson basketball is. I mean, again, we are taking road games against the likes of Syracuse and Pitt as just givens now. Just even though the whole team's a new team. Even though the whole team's a new team and you're playing on the road, it's a given. Dylan didn't shoot the ball well at Pitt the other day. Had a bad game offensively, and he's been one of the leaders of your team, and you think, well, that's going to be your undoing. Nope, still found a way to win. So that's despite Pitt's first half when they were in fuego and seemingly hitting absolutely everything. We have a crazy college football world, and we're going to get into Chad Morris and what Clemson is and isn't doing in the portal. We're gonna do all those things. We got a million things to cover. Jed says over 300 wins at Clemson, 10th winningest coach in ACC history. That's insane. Just this. And like I said, now he's. Listen, when you hear other coaches and ex-coaches just heap praise on him when they're on television, diagnosing and analyzing games, you know that things have turned dramatically. And it feels that way. It absolutely feels that way. And I think that's the case. It's amazing the level of respect that Clemson basketball has achieved. It's truly, truly incredible. And again, there's just not a better coach in the country. There just isn't. And I think everybody gets that. Well, except the one texter who keeps writing me the same thing. Again, it's America. You're free to believe whatever you want. You're free to be wrong, and you are wrong. I mean, again, you want a national championship at Clemson basketball? Maybe you better study the history of Clemson basketball. I can't do it. I'm not going to waste any more words. I mean, if the last 4 years of Clemson basketball dominance haven't been enough to sway somebody at this point, then you have an agenda that I'm not going to get through, and I'm not going to fool around with you either. So I won't be responding to you again anymore. 557, you're out. you can get in if you want, 654-7627. You know, this is the world we live in, Ramona, in college football right now. This is the world we live in. Sorsby, the former Cincinnati quarterback, who the Cincinnati people hated down the stretch of the season because they lost every real team they played. All right. Get this, Ramona. He is going to Texas Tech. And, you know, some of these services have him the number one quarterback in the portal. I don't think I'd rank him the number one quarterback in the portal, but there's a lot of Aaron Rodgers in Sorsby. You decide what that means, good and bad. And it is good and bad. He has a live arm. He's pretty accurate, but he has an Aaron Rodgers personality and temperament. He blames everybody else for everything that goes wrong. It's never him. He's going to Texas Tech, Ramona, to play next season, and he's going to be paid over $5 million. The quarterbacks at the top of the NFL draft now that signed their first rookie deal, they're not making that much money over the course of their deals in many cases. We have created a situation where all these kids want to stay in school and collect money, be big man on campus, not face any risk at the pro level, which is there is a risk. Trinidad Chambliss is trying to get another year to play at Ole Miss. He's already committed to Ole Miss now, so that ship has sailed on LSU. He's already committed to Ole Miss now in the event he gets cleared. So he doesn't want to go to the NFL, where right now, in my mind, he'd be one of the top three quarterbacks taken. But he doesn't want to do that because he can stay at Ole Miss and make all sorts of money and not face any risk. That's the world we've created. And I don't know how you get out of it. I don't know how you extricate yourself from this now. I don't think you can. I think the whole thing is so friggin' messed up. It's unbelievable. I'll tell you something. I've always thought Dabo Swinney was on the right side of this, and I still do. He's on the right side of this. History will judge him kindly in terms of his position on all of this, because none of this is good. There's just no way anybody can argue that this is good. None of this was how it was intended to be. Now, the dilemma is, if you want to win games in this period of time, you just have to decide that, okay, I'm going to put everything I believe in aside because I have to win games. And I'm going to do what everybody else does because that's what it's going to take to win games. That's the situation that Dabo Swinney finds himself in. And I think he has an internal ethical and moral debate about this whole thing. I don't think he likes it. And guess what? He's right not to like it. It's awful. It's awful. Again, the NFL has rules. They have rules for people moving around. They have rules. Rookie deals are basically slotted and capped now. But there's no rules collegiately. None. None. You know it's bad when the John Calipari's of the world are lamenting how bad it is. A man who has had two Final Four appearances vacated is the voice of reason now. I mean, this is how screwed up the whole thing is. I mean, look, I like Sorsby. $5 million for Sorsby for 1 year? I mean, that's crazy. You know, USC paid a receiver. Get this, Ramona. USC paid a receiver who just transferred again. And by the way, I don't know what happened to free one-time transfer, because apparently it's free as many times as you want transfer. So USC and a receiver, Ramona, that they paid $550,000 to last year. He just left USC to go somewhere else to get another payday.
Sooner or later, everybody's going to run out of money. How are they doing this?
Well, that's why private equity is eventually going to take over, and then you're going to basically
really hate
right. Then you exactly. But this dude, guess what USC got for their money, Ramona?
So wait, now shouldn't they have some sort of guarantee for their money? We're going to give you this money, but you're going to have to win this many.
Yeah.
I mean, is there
like
any
the deal
that
Chad Morris just signed? Here's the thing, though. Get this, okay? This dude, Ramona, made $550,000 last year. Do you know what he did for the $550,000? Like, if I pay somebody $550,000, a college kid, that's a lot of money, okay?
I expect so, every game to be won.
Right. So you better have had 70 catches for 1,300 yards, right? What happened to Byron? We lost Byron. What happened to 70? So you should have 70 catches for, 1,300 yards. One catch. One catch on the season, Ramona.
One?
$550,000. For one reception on the season.
And now we're, and he's going somewhere else.
He's going somewhere else.
For $5
million? No, it's a different person. Yeah, it's a different person.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I missed that part.
Texas JD says, I'm glad some media is finally shining a light on this. Everybody loved it because of the great games. I've been saying this all along. There are no rules. It's going to be the downfall of college football if something doesn't happen. Yeah, look, I've called it the fruit fly experiment. I think that's where we're headed. This whole thing is going to crumble. It's just an issue of when. It cannot last. None of this is sustainable. It's all freaking stupid. It's just beyond ridiculous. Look, I understand Deb Sweeney's view on all this. I understand it. This is all foreign to him. He doesn't think any of this should be going on in the way that it is. He's not opposed to kids making money, but he knows that this system is morally bankrupt. It is. It's absurd. But the dilemma he faces and the dilemma that he's facing now is he also knows that to win games, you have to engage in this. You eventually just have to. And so Clemson's doing that now. To what extent? I don't know. How it's going to show up in the wins and losses, I don't know. All I know is this. This may all go terribly wrong for Clemson. And if Clemson doesn't get a quarterback, it may go terribly wrong. But the bottom line is when people look back on this period, 20 years from now, the only people who are going to have had this right are the service academies in Dabo Sweeney. Walt Tiptoe, Road Rage, quick break.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
If you're a home builder or contractor, you care about the bottom line. So dealing with a company that gives you the most competitive pricing on flooring products really matters. You expect them to deliver exactly what you ordered when you need it. That company is Greer Flooring Center. For quality service on your flooring needs, call Greer Flooring Center, 864-513-8212. Now with our new state-of-the-art showroom open at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
turn on the fun, and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play, with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
I'm sorry. You're saying that's too small for him? He looks like Santa out in it. I mean, all he's missing are the red boots. I mean, that's like the worst friggin' coat I have ever seen a human being wear. And what, she's all dressed in red too. Did these people know Christmas is past? Are they still? And then there's Dumb Orlovsky in the middle. Oh my God, Ramona. Twitter, social media was slaughtering Orlovsky the other day.
Is that right?
Oh my God, they were killing him. And he's the worst commentator in history. He did a game and he wouldn't shut up again, Ramona. He went motor mouth. And they actually hated both guys doing the games, and with good reason. They're both absolutely awful. Awful, awful, awful. And they just trounced the game and ruined the game. I mean, please give me Troy Aikman, all right? He's the last.
What happened to him?
He's the last announcer worth a damn from an NFL standpoint. The rest of them all suck. They're all terrible. Let me get to the calls. So, yeah, look, I think this system is completely morally bankrupt. I think it's just patently ridiculous. Iowa State, Ramona, has 17 players left.
That's all?
It's a major college football. They all left. Now, Matt Campbell took some of the primetime players. This is another thing I hate. I hate the guys can leave a school and go elsewhere and then take their guys with them. I don't think you should be able to touch players that were at your school. I think that ought to be a rule. When you leave to go somewhere else, you want to go, fine, but you don't get to take Rocco Beck with you. You just don't. Rocco Beck can go anywhere else he wants. He just can't go play for you. It's a common sense rule that would help make this a lot better, clean up a lot of this cesspool that we have. You know, and people say,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I understand. These kids, they get all this money. Do they sign contracts like normal people
would?
They
sign contract-ish.
Okay, so in other words, they need a better contract to keep these kids from flying here.
A stronger contract would probably help.
If you leave before this time, you owe us, 40% back.
We're starting to see.
Hope you didn't spend it all.
We're starting to see some pushback in that regard. Now, how it turns out, I don't know. How it plays out, I'm not sure.
Because they sued that one player. I like that. I like that they sued that one player.
Yeah. Then the player is suing them back.
It doesn't matter.
The player is countersued.
Yeah, he's doing it just rubber band.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, here we go. Welcome to real world.
Right.
You don't do your job, then you're getting paid to do something.
But that's the major issue. This is so far removed from real world that college kids are suing to stay in school. Because they can make more money than they can make in the pros. And they can do it without any risk. You go to the pros, if you suck in year one, year two, you're gone. You understand? Collegiately, they can stay, make more money than they're making, that they would make professionally, and they do it with zero risk. You're a big man on campus. Everybody loves you.
I know. Think about Trevor Lawrence. How long has he been gone? 5 years. Oh. He's been at the Jaguars 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And think about how he's not even coming close to what the money they're making in college.
Well,
what he's making.
Well,
now.
I mean, well,
took
I mean,
him 5 years.
Yeah, to get to that point.
Yeah.
Well, his is a little different situation, but the bottom line in all this is that that you have a situation right now in college football where there are no guardrails, there are no rules, and it is just being abused. I mean, you know, I wrote on Twitter the other day that the portal's double chin is now bigger than Heupel's. And it is. The portal is beyond bloated at this point. It's beyond bloated. The portal has an enormous double chin.
It's a bar. You can't come in until we get rid of 10 people.
Right.
Sorry.
It's just stuffed. The fire marshal would have shut this crap down long ago.
Yeah.
And so apparently we need a fire marshal in college football because this is all irreparably broken. And,
it is bad. It's
and
bad.
I don't see any real effort to fix it, and I don't know how they're going to fix it. They let all this happen. This happened started under Mark Emmert's watch, and then, you know, the government had to get in the way. Byron and Matt. Byron, how are you, Byron? Good to have you.
Good. How are you doing, Walt?
Good, Byron. Appreciate you getting in.
So I totally agree with what you're saying, because part of the problem is when you got a third of your entire Division One football programs that are transferred, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the fact
that a third of all the players, Ramona, a third of all the players have transferred so far.
And the fact, so far. And, you know, the fact that we allow these, like, I think the most difficult thing right now is going to be, even if we somehow, like Ramona had said, like, the kid got sued for what he did, at the end of the day, the universities and the NCAA have no say, because they've allowed the kids to overtake the NCAA.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, there's going to be no guardrails, because the players are going to overtake them with the agents.
Yeah. I think we're already way past that point. And so, you know, the only saving grace in all of this, as I said before, is the end game. The 12-team playoff is the most interesting end that we've ever had in the history of college football. It's awesome. It's the one part that's awesome. And so we get to that part, and we forget all the evils of how we got there. The math doesn't matter to us, because we watch the end, and we love the 12-team playoff and more teams, and it's more interesting, and we have a great end to the season. That's undeniable. I mean, more people are interested in watching this than ever before. That's the dilemma. That's the dilemma. If the end sucked, then we'd be done with this already. But the end doesn't suck. The end is great. So we excuse away all the math, all the dirty math that got us to this point. Well, we need to stop excusing that away, because this is so beyond ridiculous. I mean, you know, again, Sorsby of Cincinnati, who just his team lost every big game down the stretch. He didn't play well down the stretch. Is going to make $5 million at Texas Tech. He has talent. I mean, like I said, he's like a mini Aaron Rodgers, though. He's got that same attitude. Texas Tech's about to find that out, too.
Let me ask you this one question real quick, Walt, and I'll take it off the air with this. I don't necessarily have a problem with Chad Morris, but here's my problem with the hire. And you can – I think you've talked about this before, but I just want to – get your opinion on this. So everybody wanted Garrett Riley gone. But here's my question. By hiring Chad Morris, and the reports that I've already seen that they're not going to go out and get a quarterback, what was the point at the end of the day of hiring Chad Morris? If you don't allow the guys that you bring in to do their job, then what are you doing? You've got to allow the guys that you bring in to do their job. You can't say, well, I brought this quarterback in from high school, so I trust him better than the guy who has more experience in college. It doesn't work like that. You don't win games by bringing in high school kids that don't have proven commodity. It doesn't make sense at the end of the day. Why even bring in a guy if you're not going to allow him to do his job and bring in talent?
Yeah, I don't know, Byron. I have questions about both of these situations. I guess only time is going to tell.
Thank you,
Byron. I don't know who else would have hired Chad Morris. I don't. I think that I wonder about Chad Morris's ability to work with and develop quarterbacks. I am concerned that you can't go home again. In other words, it's been a long time since Chad Morris ran a productive offense. I'm concerned. I'm not going to act like I'm not. I think the reason, you know, around Friday, there was this mass outrage regarding Chad Morris. Now, people have settled down a little bit. They've settled down a little bit because if you're on the beach and you don't have any suntan lotion and there's only one source of suntan lotion, then you take it. And I think that's where Clemson fans are right now. I have questions about it. I think it's been a long time, and I don't know. The quarterback thing concerns me greatly. If the stories we've heard are accurate, and Christopher Vezina is going to be the starter, you can kid yourself all you want. There's not Christopher Vezina is going to be the starter. All right, Dabo Swinney's not saying the things he's saying to let anybody else come in and be the starter. It's going to be Christopher Vezina. All right, we haven't seen him, but the obvious dilemma, I think, in most people's minds, is where was he all year? Again, this team went 7-6 this year. The quarterback did not play well. Even in the final game against Penn State, where was Christopher Vezina? If you actually believe in Christopher Vezina, I'm sorry, he wasn't better than Cade Klubnik this year? I mean, this is year three in the program. I think that's the dilemma that people are having with this. And the dilemma that, you know, unless you can get the rest of your team, improve the rest of your team to a degree that it won't matter, which I think is going to be difficult to do in a market where everyone else is competing for the same guys, you still need an answer at that position. It's the most important position. It's not accidental that all the teams playing are transfer portal quarterbacks. It's not accidental that the two teams that played in the national championship last year were transfer portal quarterbacks. It's not accidental that six of the last seven Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks have been transfer portal quarterbacks. It's just that it's easier. I've already seen these guys play college football. They've already have some experience playing the position collegially. Is there a risk involved? Yes, there's a risk. There's a risk that's been paid off. None of these guys have missed the end of the season. They've all succeeded, you know, and succeeded greatly to this point. So the reward has far trumped the risk. And I think these are the questions that people have. And I think those are legitimate questions. Our dilemma with Christopher Vezina is you went 7-6 this year and refused to play him. That's a concern. I mean, that's a concern. If he's not as good as Cade Klubnik was this year, then how do you turn things around next year, regardless of who the offensive coordinator is? And the dilemma is, look, I think Christopher Vezina looked fine against SMU. I thought he hung in. I thought he did some things better than Cade, like one, hang in the pocket and make throws. Cade was always, first inclination was always to bail. There was pressure. The SMU defensive line was good. The SMU defensive line was good. There was pressure. The secondary sucked, but the up front, they were a team that generated a lot of pressure. He hung in, maybe hung in a little too long at times, but he hung in under pressure and delivered the ball and made some good throws. I don't hate Christopher Vezina. That's not my position. My position is that there are at least 20 guys in the portal that are better players. At least 20 that are better players. And those guys are all dispersing all over America as we speak. And they're proven players. The other thing was with Christopher against SMU is nobody had any film on him. There's no film on him. Quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. I'm coming to you on the other side.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Here's a longevity hack you'll actually enjoy. Bouldering. It builds real-world strength, especially grip strength, which has been linked in British Medical Journal research to improve longevity. And the head game? A 2025 German study found that bouldering improves cognitive abilities such as concentration, focus, and problem-solving abilities, while also lowering depression and anxiety. Come try out our intro class or first-time special, Block Haven, Greenville's bouldering gym for body, brain, and community. Learn more at blockhaven.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6759. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6759. That's 800-575-6759. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. Ben just poked his head in and said, "I know who you've been talking to." I was like nonplussed. I had no idea what he was referencing. He was referencing Sorsby, and he said because Roy did a couple of his games, and and said sort of the same thing I was saying. I said, no. Roy and I haven't talked at all about that. We've came to the same conclusion independently. Because I'm telling you, if you just watch a Cincinnati game, you'll come to that. You would have come to that conclusion on your own. Because this guy berates everybody. He just does. It's always somebody else's fault. He berates everybody. He's like the quarterback version of that kicker. That's why I've compared him to Aaron Rodgers for some period of time. He has a live arm. He has talent. But he's an a-hole. And Texas Tech just bought themselves a $5 million a-hole. I don't know how that's going to work out for him. I mean, probably like it's worked out for most of the teams who have employed Aaron Rodgers. I'm not overly optimistic about it. I'm not. But $5 million to have a guy, he's going to be a problem, Ronan. He'll be fine. He'll be fine the first few games where they kill people. As soon as something goes wrong, though, watch what happens with him. But that's pretty funny that both Roy and myself came to that conclusion independently. Because now we're going to have to talk about it because, and it's been noticeable in like every game. He just acts out. I mean, I'm paying a guy $5 million, a college kid, to bring that attitude. Are you kidding me? I mean, this whole situation is just unbelievable. You know, and as far as the old Dabo Sweeney thing, look, I really believe this. I believe that the only guy, when this all plays itself out, however many years this takes, that the only guy who will really have had this right all along was Dabo Sweeney. I don't know this could serve him well in the wins and loss category. I think that's the problem. Now, again, maybe Clemson's diving in, but I don't know. I don't know how you dive in without addressing the quarterback situation. I don't. And the dilemma for me, it's just this simple. There's no way around this. If this staff believed Christopher Vezina was better than Cade Klubnik, he would have played. So the staff did not believe that Christopher Vezina was better than Cade Klubnik. In fact, I remember in this, Riley's not part of the staff anymore, but I remember Riley being asked about this like after game 4 or 5, and he just shot it down completely like there's no friggin' way. And it was that moment that I thought, okay, so there's no other quarterback. And so we didn't see him at all other than injury, and there were plenty of situations this year where you could have put him in and needed to put him in. If he had any chance of being your starting quarterback in 2026, you needed to put him in. You're going to go into next year with a guy who's never played. He's played one game against SMU and nobody had any film on him. So you're going to go into next year with that guy as your quarterback, with a new offensive coordinator, no less, who's the same as the old offensive coordinator. And I don't know how you get around that. I don't. Because, look, we don't know yet who, for example, LSU's quarterback is going to be, and you're going to have the Lane Kiffin factor. He'll try and give you the game anyway. But we don't know who their quarterback is going to be, but it's going to be a pricey guy. You know, I don't think Levitt has landed yet. Levitt left Kentucky without signing, committing, whatever they're doing. And so we don't know about him yet. He's a possibility. It looks like Chambliss is going to stay at Ole Miss as opposed to go to LSU or as opposed to the NFL. Because, again, it's easier now just to stay and get paid in college where you don't face any sort of risk. That's an easier path now. So I don't know yet with certainty who LSU's guy is going to be. Maybe it's Levitt. Levitt, I think he's going to miss spring football, so that might not be a bad fit for Clemson. There are some strange things with Levitt, too, that I can't quite figure out. But just thinking ahead, again, you know, a lot of football games are simply decided by whether their guy at the position is better than your guy or vice versa. And Clemson won 2 national championships when their guy at the position was better than everybody's guy at the position. Now, you know, again, there are 20 quarterbacks in the portal that I would take over Christopher Vezina. Now, some of these guys are already spoken for. We need to talk about that, too. But I just think that's the reality. And you are very much tying yourself to this. This is such a wild jumble of things, and it's such a crazy world that it's hard to know right now from one minute to the next what happens. But and look, some of this stuff, like, for example, they can tell me whatever they want, all right? And Devil Squeeze right about this, too, the tampering element of this. I mean, don't tell me that the Mestemaker deal wasn't consummated before the coach went to Oklahoma State. Because otherwise, why would Mestemaker go to friggin' Oklahoma State? Why? For what reason? Okay, so that was consummated. I don't know about Hoover in Indiana. I don't know what the timing on that was. Sorsby in Texas Tech seems like almost like that was a done deal. You know, we don't know for sure. Beck to Iowa State? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's not like Beck was actually in the transfer, or Beck to Penn State. It's not like Beck was actually in the transfer portal for anybody else to get. You know, that's why the coach is dragging half his team to Penn State with him. Which, again, I think that ought to be outlawed completely. You know, Kynoltz went to Louisville. Actually, that's probably the most underrated move with the transfer portal quarterback situation. And that was a guy maybe Clemson could have got. If Louisville got him, Clemson could have got him. I mean, that's a mid-level guy. It's a guy who really hasn't played. And I guess you could say, well, that's the same situation as Vezina. Maybe, but I think he's better. Matt and Anderson and Todd and Easley. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Good, Walt. Hope you are, man.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
Walt, for the first time, I ain't calling you to talk about Underdog.
Okay.
I know a guy that is really in close with the Tiger Net, and I seen him over the weekend, and me and him was just talking, and I just made a joke, and I said, you know, if Clemson would just sign DJ Lagway, everything would be fixed, and I think we'd be right back on track next year. He laughed, and he said, no, man. He said, Lagway wants too much money. We'll let LSU or Auburn or somebody else have Lagway. He said he wants too much money. And then he stood there for a minute, Walt, and he looked at me, and he said, Matt, you ain't going to like this. He said, but I don't think Clemson's going to get a quarterback at all in the transfer portal. And he said, if they do, he said, if it happens, it'll be somebody that you've never heard of.
Well, from my standpoint, there's nobody I never heard of, so that wouldn't... That,
right, yeah. No.
And from their standpoint, I think Lagway would be a great fit here. I think it appears that Simpson's going to be in the portal, and in that case...
I would love to have Simpson.
Yeah, I mean, Clemson recruited Simpson, recruited Lagway. I would take either of those guys in a heartbeat, and either one of them would be the starter here next year. So, I mean, people
absolutely
think, and this stuff about, well, it's too much money. Okay, so it's not too much money for other people, but it's too much money for Clemson. It's not too much money for Duke to pay Mensa $4 million, but it's too much money for Clemson. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. If your answer at that position is not the equal to the to other teams' answers at that position, you think this is going to end?
You're not going to win.
Right. You think this is going to end in your favor? It's not. Quarterbacks make the difference between winning and losing.
This is the question. This is the question that I've been on hold the whole time for to ask you. Here it goes. How long does it have to be? How many weeks or how many months or how long is going to have to go by before Walt Deptula thinks to himself, oh, man, Clemson really ain't going to get a quarterback? How long is that away from
it? I think that's where we are, Matt. I think the signs are there that Clemson's going to go as is. And I personally think it's a mistake, so we'll see.
Well, I'll let you go, but that is so sad, and I hate to hear you say that, man.
Yep.
I really do.
Good talking to you, Matt. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, as always.
Yeah, I just think the need is obvious at the position. And then if Christopher Vezina beats out the guy you pay, then so be it. Then that'll be good for business. You know, Dabo Sweeney built Clemson on positional competition. That's how he built it. He built it on positional competition. There was always competition at every position. It's like quarterback, there can't be any competition. And we just have to crown the next guy. The next guy wasn't good enough to play. This is my dilemma. I can't see a way around this. And if there is a way around this, then he should have played this year. And maybe that's the case. Okay, maybe Christopher Vezina is going to be great next year, and then the question is going to be, why didn't he play this year? But if you just assume certain things logically, okay, the guy who played this year, Cade Klubnik, was not good, all right? And I'm being kind when I say not good. He was a lot of terrible, all right? And that led to a 7-6 Clemson season with really no significant wins other than maybe Louisville, who had their own quarterback issues. The guy who you're going to turn it over next year without challenge wasn't good enough to play in a 7-6 season when the guy in front of him clearly did not play well. How does that inspire confidence in the next guy? I just don't see a way around that. I would love to know the answer to that. I just don't think there can be one. Because, again, if the answer is that Christopher Vezina goes on to play great next year and he looks great and he does all these wonderful things, then the question is going to be, why on earth didn't he play this year? You just sort of can't have that both ways. I don't know what the answer to it is. I don't know. You know what? Each day college football confuses me more and more now. I really still believe this. I believe Dabo Swinney is on the right side of all this, but I don't know what you do with that in terms of wins and losses. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football playoffs are here, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the gridiron action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. I'm already thinking about the NFL playoffs, Ramona, and what I'm going to do on Underdog. Playing on Underdog is so easy. Just pick if your favorite player will go higher or lower in stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, receptions, and so much more. Get them right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. It is going to be a really interesting NFL playoff with all sorts of opportunities and boosts and chances for you on Underdog. Underdog is where you're going to need to be for all the NFL playoff action. I'll be giving you live in-game picks. So if you want to tail me, you can tail me on that stuff. But we'll be talking about all the options on Underdog. Trust me. So this will be where you want to be for all of it. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE and score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerning your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. It is Underdog. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. Get in. Take advantage of that bonus. Todd and Easley, you're up first when we get back. Walter Petula, Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remabio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class